Caruso maintains that a single setting pattern can be combed out a number of different ways. Look at illustrations 21 and 22 to see how easily he gets an entirely different look.
I simply gather the side hair together, curve it around in the back of the ears with my brush for an interesting variation.
And just what women mean when they ask a stylist to give them something that looks, you know, as if the hair really grew that way. So natural looking. If you take a look at the back cover of the album, top right picture, you'll see how Caruso gave Lisa an even more casual effect by combing the side hair right down over the ears.
I like hair to look natural. That's half the challenge in being a stylist, to create a style that doesn't look too set.
We asked Enrico to show us how he'd go about working up something, you know, a little more formal, something Lisa might wear for that one big evening. Look at illustration number 23, and please listen.
Here, Ms. Graham and Lisa, is how we might work up a dressed hairstyle. I start by stacking the top hair. Just lift the hair and hold it forward. Then pull away light amounts from the back of this hair with your brush. This isn't teasing. It's much easier on the hair, and you get as much height as you do from teasing. Once I get enough height on the top, I leave that hair loose and start on the sides.
Look at illustration number 24.
With the brush, I smooth the side hair flat to the head and secure it with a bobby pin clamp. This is done by pushing the first bobby pin upwards to grip the hair at the bottom of the sides. Then another bobby pin crosses and secures the first all the way up, all pins going in the same direction until the sides are completely secure.
Now take a look at number 25.
Now we're going to work with three tiers of swirls. At the back, I comb the bottom hair into a downward swirl. Then gather the hair left over from the sides into a second tier. I smooth and fasten the top hair at the crown of the head and comb the top tier into place.
The result? Illustration number 26 shows Caruso finishing the styling, smoothing every level for a perfectly uncluttered, dressed hairstyle.
This style is quite suitable for any formal occasion, and though we started with the premise of a very dressy hairstyle, I still have to keep Lisa's face and hair color in mind. There are any number of ways to please your clients without styling against your better judgment. This dressed hairstyle has no extra frills. It's smooth and sculptured looking as Lisa's blonde hair deserves. Yet I think it's very feminine and quite contemporary.
And I just love it.
I'm delighted to hear that. And now, Lisa, I think the photographer is going to ask for just one more. And Miss Graham and I have a few more points to cover.